In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, we are just finished the service that is for the leave of the Nativity holiday. And it's in one respect, it's time flies so quickly, and it's sad that we have to be leaving this holiday. But of course, we're going to prepare for the next holiday, which is the Epiphany. But so fast the time runs in our life, and we just can't seem to notice how fast it is. It seems to be not long ago that my metropolitan had stated that I'm just like you, like this young person that's sitting here in the church. But I thought it was just yesterday that I am this age, and actually I'm already 72. Well, the time flies very, very quickly. And what is the time given us? What are we supposed to do with the time that we have? Well, we have been given to us the greatest present that we are celebrating is the Nativity of the Lord. The Lord came from heaven, and he came and he was born, and he was born from the Virgin, and he has shown us a way to live so that we'll be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven, where there will be the joy never ending. Here on this earth, no matter what kind of a joy we may experience, unless it comes from the Lord, and it's very, very quickly ending. We feel it and it's all gone. We feel it and it's all gone. And this is all the things that in this world of the temporary nature that didn't give us any kind of a pleasure. But the Lord, once he had given us a joy and a peace, because he promised that to disciples, he says, "A peace I give unto you, not like the peace in the world, but the real peace that's in the heart, no matter what happens, we'll still be able to keep that peace." And that's something that we wish we could have, because with the peace that the Lord gives us, we are free from any irritation. Can you imagine living the whole day through without being irritated at all at your close ones? And if you can do that, and if you don't have to imagine, but you know it happens to you in practice, you're very fortunate. But most people are not like that. Most people find a way, especially if they're living with somebody, that there is a way to get irritated at something. And this all comes from the enemy. It comes because we don't feel the presence of the Lord, because the peace of the Lord has taken us over. What happens in our heart when we become irritated? Well, when we become irritated, it means we have usually judged an action, but not just an action of somebody, but we have judged the person himself. And that's when the enemy just comes around us and wants to get right into the heart, so that we'll become angry or start to have a hateful, bad feelings towards each other. All those things are a no-no for Orthodox Christians. We should not do any of those things. We should fight this with all the ferocity that we can. We have to look at the life of our Lord. Today's reading gospel, you know, we heard that the angel came to Saint Joseph and told him, "Take the child and the mother of the child and take and flee, go into Egypt, because Herod wants to kill the child." And that's what had to be done. And Saint Joseph taken the baby Jesus, our Lord, and his mother, and fled to Egypt, while the Herod was so much angry at the wise men that they did not come back and report to him exactly where the Lord was born. And so he sent the army and to destroy and to kill all the little children from the 2 years down to the beginning. And it was 14,000 little babies were killed, and they were killed. Some were chopped their heads, and some were beaten by stones, and others were just tortured, and all those things were done. And these are the 14,000 martyrs that martyred for the Christ, because Herod wanted to kill Jesus Christ, and he didn't care. He didn't care about anything. He just had to get his way. He had to destroy the future king that he was afraid he's going to take his power away. And this is the terrible thing. And why? Why did he do that? Because he never believed in the life after death. He never believed, never understood, as did not the people of the Israel. They did not understand why the Messiah came, that he came only to show us a way that will lead into the kingdom of heaven, show us a way of life through humility. He didn't come here as a great God, the creator of all the universe. He came as the last pauper, and he immediately was persecuted, and he ran away. He could have immediately, using his power as God, to destroy Herod and not allow anybody to touch him, as he said before his crucifixion to the disciples. Don't you think I can just summon right away 12 legions of angels, that they would destroy anybody that dares to come approach me? And my beloved, but he didn't do that. He wanted to show us a way to live, and the way to live is through submitting ourselves to whatever crosses. And as we also saw, if we can run away from the evil people that are trying to cause us evil, we should do that, as he had run to the Egypt, and we have to try to do that, my beloved. But most of all, we have to fight the evil one. We have to fight our pride that invites the evil one all the time to come in close to us. We have to fight the judgment, not to be able to do that, to judge. And then we have to try to live. We have short time on this earth. Try to live in such a way as to do as many good deeds as possible, because the Lord is going to ask at the last judgment. And he will say that when I was hungry, you fed me, or you didn't feed me. When I was in the hospital, you visited me. When I was in the jail, you did that. And all those things that the Lord is going to ask, whether we closed him, whether we gave him shelter, and all the good deeds. And this is what we have to put the emphasis on. It's first, we have to put the emphasis on making sure that our heart is humbled. And second, after that, we try to do as many good deeds as possible, not for the sake of the good deeds itself, or just for the love of the neighbor, but we have to do it for the love of the Lord. Because we have to remember what the Lord says, whatever you do to the smallest, you do to me. And you have to start right there in your family. You have to start right there with your husband or your wife or your children and or parents and with all the people that you're closely associated. You start with them first. You start with them doing good deeds for them all the time. And don't look for anybody to make a good deed for you. You just try to do good deeds all the time. And this is the spirit that the Lord wants us to develop. This is real love. This is when we love the Lord and we want to then to please Him. We want to do everything possible to make it so that our heart will be always purified, and that we'll be able to feel that peace that the Lord gave to His disciples, and He gives to everyone that has cleaned up his heart and finds that no one and nothing could be more dearer to the person than the Lord Himself. And so we make our heart to be open for the entrance of the Lord, which He makes then, as He promised to us, and He says, "You come into our hearts and make the abode in there with the Father and the Holy Spirit." And that's when real peace comes. That's when we have a little glimpse of the future of the kingdom of heaven, because the Lord says the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. And so let's all strive for that. Let's understand that's the most important thing in our life. It's the most important thing in our life is to make our heart clean so that the Lord will be able to stay there, come there and stay there and guide us with his loving hand right into the kingdom of heaven for the eternity. Amen.